This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. While we've had a fairly dry March, we've had a number of big rain events in April. The corn looks pretty good, save for some washed out areas. However, we likely see some effects of nitrogen loss caused by denitrification and leaching soon if it keeps raining. Nitrogen deficient corn will look a paler yellow than it should and will grow slower. It is important to note though that yellow corn at this current growth stage can be deceiving. The young corn could be having a difficult time getting its roots expanded while the tops are growing quickly. Yellowing corn, despite the adequate levels of nitrogen in the soil. Nitrogen loss from leaching in our thin clay soils is less of an issue than in sandy areas. In clay soils, each inch of infiltrated rainfall moves the nitrate down the same 1 inch. This is only rain that has moved into the soil, but much of our rain has left in runoff, which takes a certain amount of nitrogen with it as well. Here, however, denitrification will be a much larger issue. Denitrification occurs when microbes can't get enough oxygen in waterlogged soils, so they use nitrate for the respiration and instead turn it into a gas. But before denitrification can occur, microbes have to turn the ammonia fertilizer into nitrates, and this process requires oxygen. We've had some periods of completely saturated soil and periods of soil dry enough for gas exchange. This creates a good situation for denitrification. The conversion of ammonia to nitrate depends on oxygen availability in the soil, soil temperature, soil pH, fertilizer type, and lastly, how much fertilizer was applied. Anhydrous tends to have the lowest rate of conversion because the anhydrous ammonia placement suppresses the microbes at the application site. The more spread out the fertilizer, like from broadcasting rather than band placement, the faster the rate of conversion. Therefore, the question is how much nitrogen has been lost is in two parts. How much nitrogen has been converted to nitrate, and how much nitrogen has been denitrified. A study from Nebraska showed that optimum soil temperatures of 75 to 80 degrees and waterlogged for 3 days, 60% of the nitrate was denitrified. Our soils have been between 65 to 75 degrees for most of May, and a few periods of waterlog, so a good percentage of nitrates will probably have been lost. We have plenty of warm and likely wet weather in front of us. The losses from denitrification will continue to decrease. In the worst of years, denitrification can reach from 40 to 50%, but this will be worse in lower parts of the field where water stands. Nitrates in the soil is really a balancing act of ammonia fertilizer converting to nitrates, nitrates being taken up by the plants or lost through denitrification, also organic matter breaking down into nitrogen. Tracking nitrate levels in the soil is not easy. The good news is that top-dress nitrogen application applied before corn tassels is readily utilized. Application rates of 30 to 50 pounds of additional N is common. Closer to top-dressing application, a profile test can help determine how much nitrogen is left in the soil and how much more needs to be applied. Although a profile test is more difficult to take, fewer overall samples are needed for an accurate application rate. Another option is to make check strips of higher application rates, around 50 to 75 pounds, to see how the corn yield responded in those areas. This, of course, only tells if the yield has been lost after the fact. If you have any questions about nitrogen losses or application rates, please contact me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.